recorder rolling. So we're talking with UNO political science professor Ed Chervenak. And Professor Chervenak, a new day has arrived for New Orleans as Helena Moreno takes over as, or is sworn in, and sworn in as the mayor of New Orleans. Give us an idea. I know this answer could be long, but just how big of a job is in front of New Orleans Mayor Helena Moreno, and what are some of the first, what are some of her first initial priorities that she's got to try to tackle?
Well, you know, obviously she's got a lot of issues to tackle, primarily the budget deficit that she basically had to deal with 24 hours after she was elected, which kind of has limited her transition. But, you know, probably one of the quickest things that she'll do is begin to deal with the functions of city government, revamping safety and permits. So, you know, making that department easy to navigate, because that's the way that we're going to be able to recruit new businesses. You know, we need to breathe life into the economy here in New Orleans. And of course, you know, she has to also deal with public safety, keeping people safe, deal with the infrastructure issues, deal with economic development, stem the flow of people leaving the city. I think one of the basic metrics that will be used to measure her success is people are not leaving the city, that actually the population is growing.
And that's difficult to do, right? Basically, we're already in a state that's kind of an out-migrator, if that's a word. You know, we got that population loss is something that's really been difficult. And I guess when you talk about population loss, that kind of starts with what, you know, crime and making sure city services are up to where they need to, up to standard, so people aren't getting frustrated, right? And you got to have jobs.
Right. Well, certainly. It's about economic opportunity. It's about being safe. It's about infrastructure issues. People move to where the jobs are, and if they don't feel that there's economic opportunity here, they're going to go elsewhere. And so that's what she needs to change, that the city is open for business, and that people do want to come here and open businesses and be successful.
Give us a sense from the people that you talk with, Professor Chervenak, how are people optimistic about the job, or they say, well, you know, hey, it's New Orleans politics. You know, it's just, you know, things are never really going to get that much better. You know, what's the feeling?
Sure. Anecdotally, you know, I talk to people and they are optimistic about the new regime. In fact, someone struck a conversation up with me in the elevator the other day, telling me that they were optimistic about how things were moving, that they feel this is a reset on city politics, that she's going to bring some energy and urgency to local politics. And so there does seem to be this optimistic mood out there that people are hopeful for the new Moreno administration.
You know, obviously she's got a lot of ideas. She comes in with a lot of energy, but what are maybe some things that maybe could potentially become stumbling blocks for her?
You know, that's a good question. Right, you know, she'll have about a 3-month to 6-month period where she'll be in this honeymoon phase, and that people will, you know, begin to give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, after that, then, you know, there'll probably be some criticism based on some of the decisions that she makes. And so as long as she's able to maintain that political capital, she should be able to do pretty much what she needs to do. Certainly, you know, turning the city around is like turning an aircraft carrier around. It takes time. And so I think people are willing to give her the benefit of the doubt, to give her the time. But she's, you know, they're going to need to see results within about 3 to 6 months.
I don't follow New Orleans politics daily. Obviously, we keep an eye on it here at the network, but it seemed to me that there was this adversarial relationship between Mayor LaToya Cantrell and the city council. Is that the way you saw it as well, or see it? And then two, because Helena Moreno has served so many years on the city council and she knows most of the people that are on there, does that, is there, Are we going to see a better working relationship between the council and the mayor?
Yeah, you're correct that there was this adversarial relationship between the city council and the Cantrell administration. We should see a much better relationship. That Helena Moreno was on the city council for 8 years. She knows these individuals. She's a strong ally of J.P. Morrell, who's, you know, one of the at-large council members. And so they should be pretty much on the same page in what they want to do. And so I think it's going to be a much more collegial relationship with the new administration than certainly we've seen with the Cantrell administration.
And a better chance to get more things done, right, because of that?
Yeah, you need both branches of government to agree before anything can get done. So if they're on the same page, you know, and the mayor wants to advance some programs or policies, chances are that the city council will go along and that can move things forward.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.